She tried to show me the text on her tablet again, but I wasn't interested. I turned back to the simulator. It was a first-class rig. I had every component you could buy. The goggles, the pressure-sensitive gauntlets. I even had the full feedback option on the finger pads. The primary screen now showed I was down, as were most of my squad mates. The juggers were running wild, eating everyone. In the actual historical battle, Legion Germanica had won the day and saved the scaly prince in the air car. In our team reenactment of the scenario, I'd blown it, and the car was already on fire. I reached for the keyboard to talk to my team, who were universally pissed. My mom tapped my shoulder again, insisting on my attention. I finally looked at her. Her hands were shaking. I sighed and read the words on the tablet she was shoving into my face. At first I didn't understand them. I had to read them again, this time trying to focus and catch all the words to give them full meaning. The text was an email from Hegemony Financial. Hegemony was the end-all of lenders. They had the lease on our apartment, my education, even the family tram. As a citizen of North America sector, I lived under sector government, federal government, and at the top, Hegemony government. There was a layer above that, galactic government, but they had no direct relationship to any individual Earther. We were beneath notice to the aliens who ran the stars in the sky, except when they needed one of our legions. "Request denied?" I read aloud. I shook my head in incomprehension. "Account delinquent? What does this mean?"
"It means, James, that you're done with gaming. And school, too."
The emotion on her face struck me. This was big. This was real. Her eyes were squinched up, and I thought she might cry, but she didn't.
"But why kick me out of college now? I'm almost finished."
My heart began to pound in my chest. I sat back and looked at my gaming rig. It was a three-screener with full contact controls, gesture interpretation, and eye tracking. About a dozen people with handles like Asgard were sending me tells and chat invites right now. I ignored them all. I'd spent years living on that machine, but now I could hardly see it.
"Was it my grades?"
I asked.
"Did I screw it up that bad?" "You're not getting any scholarships, that's for sure. But that's not the real reason. You're passing. There's something I didn't tell you about."
I looked at her, my mouth hanging open. My mom gave me a pained smile.
"I lost my job," she said.
My eyes slid to the clock. It was 3 p.m. She should be at work right now. Thinking back, I realized that she'd been around in the afternoons a lot lately, but I'd never paid attention to such things. Who knew where their parents were supposed to be at any given hour? I was only 22, and it wasn't my problem. But today, it was my problem. Mom explained that Dad was still working, but her job had paid better. They'd been stringing things along for 3 months, but the bills had mounted up. The short version was that summer was about to end, and I wasn't going back to the university next semester. I couldn't believe it. All my life I'd been the one who was screwing around while my parents struggled to cover for me. Now they couldn't do it anymore. I had nothing, and without their co-signatures and good credit, college was unthinkable. Finishing my college degree was going to require at least 1 million credits, and I was about 999,000 short. A week passed, and things went from bad to worse. The following Thursday, my family was evicted from our housing unit. That day came hard. The new unit we were assigned was a one-bedroom place with peeling paint and cracked concrete floors. I'm slow sometimes, but I got this message. It was time for me to leave home. I'd been born on the very last day of 2099, and induced labor on New Year's Eve. I'd been an egg laid early to give my parents a tax break. Growing up, I'd been a typical young male of my generation. I'd always hated school, preferring to chase girls and basketballs with fervor instead. All my life, I'd spent most of my time plugged in online, and I had no idea what I was going to do with my future. That all changed on the day I decided to go to mustering hall. I'd played Legion games for years, and like every kid, I thought I was ready for the real thing. For any Earther of legal age, the mustering hall was legendary. In my high school years, friends spoke of the hall with bravado and carelessness. Everyone had been certain they would qualify to join the best of the best. According to any school kid, they could sign with any of the space-going legions they wished if they bothered to try. We all bragged we were going to join the Iron Eagles, Germanica, or even Victrix. All of these famous organizations would be begging for our contracts. In the final year of school, the talk had become more serious, less flippant and flamboyant. Most of us still wouldn't admit we didn't have the balls to join any of the legions. Instead, we began to talk up our planned lives in accountancy, biotech, and that vague favorite and alluring future in business. We wouldn't be heading into space because we couldn't be bothered. It wasn't really all that glamorous, and we'd never really wanted to go in the first place. When high school ended, reality inevitably set in. Most of the youth of the world went home to their childhood bedrooms and realized they were poor and unemployed. Slowly, we found shitty jobs, wandered through college, or occasionally got ourselves kicked out of our parents' houses. The truth was, there were very few good jobs around these days. The average high school graduate entered the world saddled with over 1 million credits in debt. With bank balances so far in the red, college wasn't for everyone. I was one of the privileged few who'd been able to go to the local university. I hadn't appreciated it, naturally. I viewed it as a sort of dodge, something to keep my parents off my back. I'd received poor grades in high school, but I'd managed to graduate, thanks to parents who never let me sink entirely into the depravity of all-afternoon basketball, followed by all-night video games. Their generous discipline continued into college, allowing me to complete my first 3 years. I'd been following the path to an IT degree with a less-than-stellar 2.9 GPA when that unexpected email had found its way to the family account. But that was all history now. My dad said just one thing to me as I left. "Don't get yourself permed, boy." Getting permed was slang for permadeath, the state no soldier ever wanted to reach. Although our medical techniques and reconstructive powers were vastly better than in the past, technical glitches or other extreme cases could leave a man dead for real, permanently. I sighed and rolled my eyes. "That won't happen. From what I hear, it almost never happens." He gave me a hard look. "Rumors and news reports lie. Just be careful." "I will," I said, and gave them both a final hug. "Don't worry." I sold my gaming system and gave my family the money for all the shit I'd put them through the last 20 years. Then I took the sky train to the big mustering hall in Newark. My parents had told me that Newark wasn't the best city in the Northeast when they were young, and from what I could see when I stepped off the sky train, things hadn't improved. There were tumbleweeds of debris blowing in the streets. Everyone I passed gave me a flat stare. They seemed to hate me as much as they hated their own lives. Fortunately, I looked tough enough to make them think twice, and the walk from the station was only 6 blocks. The signs directing me toward the mustering hall made an unmistakable impression. They were garish and full of half-nude beckoning men and women. I saw flashing laser carbines, dying monsters. Then even more lovely people, mixed with thematic shots of stars, nebulae, and verdant planets. I might be young, but I knew I was being sold. I noticed that the rest of the populace around me knew it too. They rarely looked up at the huge, glitzy holographic displays. I took a deep breath, gripped my duffel in both hands, and pressed my palm against the hall's door pad. After a moment, my picture came up on the dirty, cracked screen. My basic info flashed up an instant later. James McGill, sandy hair, blue eyes. I was 22 and exactly 2 meters tall. Unlike most of my friends, I wasn't packing any extra pounds. That was due to good genes and basketball rather than any lack of overeating on my part. I didn't read at all. Finally, the door snapped back its bolt and let me in.